right, let's get into the Green Bay Packers. Packers offseason is officially here. Good to have Joshy back for this because I think we're going to do this for a couple position groups the next few weeks. So Bill Barnwell over on ESPN.com releasing an article titled 2025 NFL Offseason, 17 wide receivers available in free agency or trades. So he breaks them down into categories of trade candidates, players that will likely be cut and become free agent options, and then the overall, you know, guys that their deals are up, right? So free agent options in the NFL offseason. I want to run through a couple of names that caught my eye while reading this article by Bill Barnwell over on ESPN.com, ESPN Plus. And I've reached a conclusion by going through these names. I'd rather go through them first and then get to my conclusion. I think. Or Joshy, would you rather me give you your conclusion, then we run my conclusion, we run through the names and see if my conclusion is correct?
I have no idea what you're getting at here. Would it be better if we guessed your conclusion after you run through the names? I don't know.
All right. Came back ready to work, just like the NBA players.
Just do the show. Please.
Yeah, I got you. All right, cut candidates. Davante Adams, obviously, right? That's a name we've talked plenty about when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Other cut candidates, Tyler Lockett of the Seattle Seahawks, Christian Kirk of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Either of those guys make you go, yeah, go get them.
Between Davante and Tyler Lockett?
No, Tyler Lockett and Christian Kirk.
Oh. Kirk, I wouldn't be disappointed by.
Okay.
I wouldn't be excited either.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about that. Same with Lockett, right? Like, he's definitely on the...
He's just old.
Yeah, he's old and not fast anymore.
Yeah.
So, what do you do there? I skipped the trade category because that was the Debos, the Cooper Cups, the Tyreek Hills.
Yeah.
Those guys are coming to Green Bay.
No.
Let's just acknowledge that from the get-go. And then here are your free agent options that we really haven't talked about. Hollywood Brown of the Chiefs, Amari Cooper of the Bills, Stephon Diggs of the Texans, Chris Godwin of the Buccaneers. Like, you could take a swing on a Brown or a Cooper or a Diggs and say, hey, this is your number one veteran receiver now.
I think, but does Godwin, that Godwin hits that, if anyone, to me.
I just worry he's been so beat up.
They usually are if they're in free agency.
That's true. And it just doesn't feel like a guy who's had two big injuries in the last 3 years where Brian Gutekunst would go. Yeah, that's my guy, right? Like, that one, as much as I like him as a player, I think he's only 29. He's still on the younger side of some of these guys. He's not a guy that really makes me go, yeah, now the Packers are in Super Bowl business. The conclusion I've reached by ciphering through this article and reading some of these names, which we can dive a bit more into in just a moment.
Davante or bust?
Bingo.
God, I'm good.
It's Davante Adams or bust for the Packers this offseason. And when we now let's focus on the second half of that, right? It's Davante Adams or bust, meaning they don't do anything. They trot out Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs, week one, and just say, all right, let's run it back. Let's see if one of these guys can take that next step. I don't know that that happens. But if you add, say, a Christian Kirk to the mix, how much more confident are you feeling in this wide receiver group week one? Is that needle moved even a tiny bit? I don't know if it is. Like, don't get me wrong. Christian Kirk is more of a proven option than, say, Dontavian Wicks or Romeo Doubs. But I don't know if that's a total needle mover for that makes me go from, oh, yeah, they fixed that problem. Right? I'm not saying, oh, yeah. Remember how we said they needed a number one receiver? Well, they signed Christian Kirk, baby. They're good to go. I like Christian Kirk. And I think he could provide some nice things to this Packers offense. But it's Davante or bust at this point, reading through some of these names. And I left off a bunch of names because it's like, you know, Josh Palmer, Josh DiMaggio. Is Josh Palmer going to make you go, woohoo?
No. It'll make me worry about Brian Gutekunst's decision making.
Well, it's good that you're not already worried, other than maybe when it comes to the first round of the NFL draft.
I think it's important to break down both what the Packers need and acknowledge the fact that pretty much any of these options, save for T. Higgins, which I think we all here on the cast would think is pretty unlikely of an option, they're all stopgaps. They're all short-term answers to what you hope to be a long-term improved position.
Right.
Devontae Adams would be great to move into that position and just immediately provide the first option, the go-to guy. You could argue Hollywood Brown would be the vertical threat that they're going to be missing greatly without Christian Watson. They don't really have a guy who can push the field down without Christian Watson on the field. And then, like, if you wanted to say Chris Godwin, he would also be sort of what they wanted Romeo Doubs to be, the third down reliable. We need 5 yards. Which receiver can we rely on? But the real thing is they have to also get better in the draft. They have to bring in young talent that is controlled and young talent that can improve steadily with the rest of the group. We tried it. The combination of 3-4 guys they got right now wasn't the right one. They didn't have a guy pop to the degree they needed, and they don't complement each other in a good enough way that it makes Jordan Love look better or he makes them look better.
Yeah, you know what made me sad while researching for this and reading into this article a little bit was I found an article from last July written by Rob Domofsky on ESPN.com, and it was titled, "Can Jaden Reed Turn Into the Packers WR1 This Season?" And it was all about how Jaire Alexander was just raving about him at the beginning part of training camp, about how good he is, about how he's, you know, in better shape than he was a year ago, about how much of a dog he is, which I believe he still has those qualities. I still think Jaden Reed can be a really good wide receiver in the NFL. But he, / the group around him, certainly did not take a step in the right direction last year. They stayed pretty stagnant, right? They kind of plateaued. And that is fine, but now you need to find a solution, right? And that's not to say Jaden Reed will never improve, right? Because I do think he's going to develop into a really good wide receiver, but he's still young. He's only entering year 3. But this is an offense that is geared up for what should be championship expectations. You have a $55 million quarterback. You have one of the best running backs in the league in Josh Jacobs. You seemingly have a pretty good tight end group, right? That's the one group that really made a jump on this offense this past season, specifically around Tucker Kraft. You feel good in those spots. Offensive line, you're going to figure out. Packers always do. Now, what happens with the receivers? What happens with some of those skill position players to take this offense to the next level? Now, again, I believe Reed and Wicks and Doubs can certainly take a step, but can they develop into a bona fide problem for opposing defenses? That's a different conversation. What we know about a guy like Devontae Adams, where I kind of view it as, well, when it comes to some of these options externally, right, free agents or trade options, Devontae Adams is far and away the one that makes the most sense, and really the only one that makes a ton of sense for Green Bay. So you got to bring back Devontae, as Chef Ed chimes in. Come on, Goody, BBD, bring back Devontae. BBD, Chef Ed, I hear you. So that's what I came to. I mean, so just to go back through some of these names, Joshy, just stop me if it's one you are open to the idea of. Okay, so cut candidates. They need to be cut from the current teams before they become free agent. Tyler Lockett, seems pretty clear you weren't into that idea. Christian Kirk, you were open to it. Hasn't stopped me yet. Hollywood Brown?
Yeah.
Is that a stopping me, or is that a yeah, he doesn't move the needle for you?
I mean, what kind of needle moving are we talking about here? Because
when we talk needle moving, I guess I would say he comes in and you automatically go, yep, that's the number one.
No.
What about Amari Cooper?
No.
Stephon Diggs?
No.
Chris Godwin? I mean,
that's a halfway answer to me for Chris Godwin.
He just seems like such the opposite Goody, though. The oppo Goody.
Does Chris Godwin, though, give you the ability, if you're the Packers, to have a Christian Watson, like, stretch the field, and then Godwin is Christian Watson light? So you just hope that throughout the course of the season, you have one of those two healthy for every game. And then your offense kind of has that same piece, just a different guy every week.
Yeah, I don't think you're signing somebody and saying, hey, you're Christian Watson's replacement until week 11, you know? I'm open to that one, I'm open to a few of these. Like, I'm open to Christian Kirk. I'm open to Chris Godwin. That's about it, though, other than Devontae. Like, it just seems pretty clear to me that if Goody's interested in it, which we do not know that for a fact, by the way. Had a good conversation with Wilde yesterday on Sunday Karma, where he said, yeah, I haven't texted Goody yet to see if he would maybe be interested in that reunion. I said, hey, Jason, what are you waiting for, man? Send that text yesterday. So maybe we'll find out this week if Goody really is open to it. Because that's the big piece here, right? Devontae's clearly open to it. The guys in the locker room seemingly are open to it. Jordan Love is open to it. It all comes down to that GM, Brian Gutekunst, and what it will take, obviously, to get a guy like Devontae Adams. If he's just a straight-up free agent, he's going to be expensive but affordable. And, you know, obviously when you trade a guy, it's not often a couple years later you're signing him off the open market. So we will see. But the point I've reached with this wide receiver class is I think it's Devontae or bust.